Anthropology Highlights. Reading. The Nuer. The Nuer people live in the south of Sudan. Traditionally, the most important aspect of their lives, and Nuer society in general, was their cattle. Cattle represent wealth, a way of creating bonds between different clans and the divinity. All cattle are treated as individuals. There are very strict rules about who you can marry, and Nuer people always marry someone from a different community with no family connections going back at least 5 generations. When a man marries, his family must give cattle to his future wife's family to compensate for the loss of a daughter, and the wife's family will use the new cattle to help male members of their family to get married. The process of getting married is very long. Each stage involves the transfer of cattle to the bride's family. The process is only completed when the bride has her first child, and only at that stage will she go to live with her husband's family. Married couples live with the man's family, but later a man will usually build his own house. In Nuer society, the emphasis is on descent on the father's side. Many men have more than one wife. This is called polygyny. The wives live in separate individual huts rather than in one house altogether. Male children usually do not live with their mothers after the age of 8. When they go hunting, they bring back food to the family, but will not give it to the birth mother, but to one of the co-wives. Girls usually marry when they are 17 or 18. Sometimes a woman will marry a dead man. In this way, her family will get more cattle, and the man's family will get heirs. Often, the dead man's brother will act as a pro-husband. This phenomenon is called a ghost marriage. Recently, there have been many changes in the region, and traditional culture is threatened by Christian evangelists, the oil industry, money, and bloody civil war.